Herzlich willkommen. Bienvenue. Vitame. Welcome to Many Roads Genealogy Podcast, Life in the Past Lane. I'm your host, Mark Rabideau, the old guy, speaking to you from the recording studios of Many Roads, nestled in the Ponderosa Forests of beautiful Franktown, Colorado. This episode of Life in the Past Lane is being brought to you by Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits of Toronto, Ontario.
Serve Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits in a thousand and one different ways. You know that Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits can't be beat for snacks the whole day through. But in your favorite recipes, just serve them for meals your family will remember all the days. Try Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits in a thousand and one different ways.
Yes, that's right. Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits are perfect at mealtime and for in-between snacks. Just try them for delicious breaded and scalloped dishes. And for dressings, there's nothing to beat Weston's Golden Brown Sodas. Salted or plain, at your grocer's.
Try Weston's Golden Brown Soda Biscuits in a thousand and one different ways.
The preceding audio clip is available in the Many Roads podcast notes. The original source clip was downloaded from the internet, and its original location is available in the README text file. So you think your ancestor was Prussian? I know mine were because my mother was Prussian, so it's pretty easy for me to know. But what does it mean if you are doing some research on your family tree and you find some documentation that says they were Prussian? People will often walk up to me and or email me or get a hold of me on Facebook or something, and say, you know, in the 1870 U.S. Census, my forebear is listed as a Prussian. And then lo and behold, in 1880 Census, they are listed as German. Why is that? Well, we're going to cover all of the reasons. Some of them are going to be pretty obvious and choices of who your ancestor might have been. Others are going to be a little bit more abstract. But let's go back into history a little bit and discuss what happened and how the term Prussian or Prussia came to be in existence. If we look at Wikipedia, you know, that the center of all human knowledge, it says in there that during about the 13th century, so after one of the early Crusades, the old Prussians, so the original people on those Baltic lands that span sort of from Estonia all the way down to Denmark, were conquered by the Teutonic Knights. Now, if you don't know, the Teutonic Knights participated in the Crusades and they were encouraged to settle these wild lands along the Baltic. And gradually, over the following centuries, as the German state of Prussia evolved and developed, those Baltic Prussians donated their name to that land. Their language, over time, kind of was absorbed into German, and they became largely Germans, okay? And the other thing to keep in mind is that that landmass was originally populated by folks. There were people there. There were Prussi, who were original Prussians. And there were Lithuanians, Curonians, and a host of others. If you look on Many Roads, you will see some maps and what have you in the documentation for this podcast that will help describe the Baltic tribes from that time around the year 1200. So if you're doing research in the United States, and if you find your relative listing themselves as a Prussian in the 1860s, 70s kind of a time window, it's highly unlikely that they're talking about your relative having been a member of one of those original Baltic tribes. Okay, so if we're not really looking for people from the year 1300, for whom, by the way, there are very, very few records available, And we're looking for people who are more current with our time frame, say, arrived in the New World around the time of the Civil War or shortly thereafter, a little bit before. Who are we looking for? Well, the answer to that depends, because now we're going to move into some potential other groups that your ancestor might have been a member of. And it might give you some clues as to where they actually came from. So if they weren't an original Slavic Prussian, then what were they? Well, if you look at the historical state of the Kingdom of Prussia or Königreich Preußen, then we're looking at a piece of land that spanned all the way from Estonia, roughly down to the border of Holland. So it's a rather significant piece of land, real estate. I think it comes in at about 140,000 square miles worth of land. So it's rather large. And again, looking to our center of all human knowledge, Wikipedia, we can see that Prussia or Preußen was a German kingdom and a historic state, and it evolved from about the 1400s through to about 1871. And I want you to keep that last date in mind, because it turns out to be extraordinarily important to your search. But so it spanned the land. The primary royal family were called the Hohenzollerns. And so the House of Hohenzollern, and they ruled Prussia. They ruled it from its capital of Berlin, and they had sort of a branch capital called Königsberg, which was in Ostpreußen or East Prussia, and that is today called Kaliningrad in the Oblast of Kaliningrad. So it's actually Russian real estate these days. But that evolution. Now, on many roads, you will find a whole host of maps. I've gathered a number of them together that I think you'll find very useful, because they actually show the evolution of the country and its real estate. It's really important to keep in mind that this was not a linear growing kind of a governmental entity that controlled land. It had holes in it. And so you'll discover that the maps actually look a bit peculiar, but they're quite interesting, and I really recommend you look at them. So does Prussia exist today? People ask that often. And I have to say that no, it does not. Okay? It does not exist today. As a matter of fact, it was banned, officially abolished in 1947 following World War II. Okay, so it existed prior to that. It sort of was de facto abolished by Adolf Hitler in 1932 with the creation of the Dritte Reich, okay, Third Reich. And so anyway, important to know, but the growth of the nation state of Prussia, or the Königreich Preußen, was not linear. It was not smooth. It ate up pre-existing countries and spaces and reformed them into what became the German Empire. In 1871, the German states united in creating the German Empire. So that was the Second Reich. Okay, you've heard of the Third Reich. Most Americans didn't know there was a Second Reich, and it was created in 1871. And for those of you who want to be history buffs, the First Reich was the Holy Roman Empire, which was basically formed by Charlemagne. Okay, just so that you have First, Second, and Third Reich in your head. In 1871, when it was created, that date, when the German Reich, Second German Reich was created, from that date forward, people who came from the real estate that identified themselves as Prussian probably considered themselves German. So if you see one of your relatives' records changing from Prussian in 1860-70, and then in 1880, they are now German. It's because of the creation of the German state, the German Second Empire, in 1871. So if we think about that date of 1871 again, there's a real important corollary for you to be aware of. And that is that your families probably weren't really German before 1871 because, oddly enough, there was no Germany. There were many, many duchies, grand duchies, margravates, all kinds of different political entities that were populated by German-speaking peoples. So if you find them earlier identified as Germans, it's probably because they spoke German at home. So just an important corollary. So you might say, well, there were ancient Prussians and there was the Kingdom of Prussia, and that doesn't sound like that's awfully hard to keep straight. Well, there's more. We're not done yet. So there were two provinces that happened to carry the name Prussia. And at some points in time, like during the Third Reich, so the Dritte Reich, there were others that carried the name of Prussia. But what we're going to talk about are the two major ones. So the first one, I give it first billing because it's the province that my forebears come from, which was called in English, West Prussia. In German, it was called Westpreußen. And that was a political province or subdivision. It was part of both Königreich Preußen, so the Kingdom of Prussia, and the Deutsches Reich, the German Empire. It was ethnically cleansed by Poland and Soviets following World War II, and all vestiges of German government and control were removed. Many of them were bombed into oblivion, but they were also forcibly just taken away. And then today, that real estate is largely north-central Poland. The peoples on the land were the ethnic Poles and Slavs that predated World War II, plus a bunch of folks who were moved by Stalin from what is today Ukraine. And it is largely populated by Polish-speaking peoples today. So one of my recommendations is don't spend an awful lot of time looking for your German birth certificates and stuff in those regions, because there's no German government in there that would have been taking care of them. Now, having said that, it's really, really important for me to point out that the Polish government is doing some amazingly good things in gathering together the records that did survive World War II and making them generally available online. They are very, very helpful. So World War II was the destructive catalyst, if you will. Many, many records in the former German eastern provinces and areas were obliterated or destroyed or dispersed. And the Poles are trying to bring it together and doing a very fine job of it, I must say. So West Prussia as a province of Königreich Preußen, so the Kingdom of Prussia, existed from 1773 to 1824 and 1878 to about 1920. My mother was born after 1920, actually in 1923. And it had been, the region had been redefined into new political entities after the Germans lost World War I into what became the Polish Corridor and the Free City of Danzig, so Freie Stadt Danzig. And my mother's family were residents. My opa's farm, my grandfather's farm, was right on the border between what was then East Prussia, a German province, and Freie Stadt Danzig. Okay, so that was during the German Weimar Republic. There was also a chunk of it that became Posen, West Prussia, and then later called Grenzmark and all of that. But there was an awful lot of change during World War II and after World War II. And you can read all of that on again, Wikipedia, if you can't find any place else to find it. I have a lot of history of that region, but most of it that's on many roads you will find is actually written in German. And if your German is not that good, you probably won't like to read it. So why not start with, again, Wikipedia? So now, if you are researching your ancestors, it is possible that they came from these regions. Now, one of the things I will tell you that is not posted in the article is that records for this region are quite good. And the reason for that is because the province was disassembled post-World War I, and many of the resident Germans who survived on the land after its reincorporation into new political entities made sure that the records were taken out and copied and stored elsewhere, so they were in two places. And so the destruction was not nearly as bad in that region as, say, it was in East Prussia or in Pomerania. So just important to know. So now on to East Prussia or Ostpreußen. It too, like West Prussia, was a political subdivision or province in the nation states of Prussia and Germany. It was also ethnically cleansed of Germans by the Poles and the Soviet Union and the Allies post-World War II. All vestiges there as well of German government and control were removed. Population-wise, the Oblast of Kaliningrad, which is largely the region that was East Prussia, is thoroughly Russian or Russophone, Russian-speaking, in character, with almost 0% German remaining. There are also many Lithuanians who were cleansed out of that region and pushed into what is today Lithuania. Latvians also, and the Poles were generally moved out as well. The East Prussia was the main chunk of critical political chunk, if you will, of Prussia along the southeastern Baltic coast from the 13th century to the end of World War II, basically May of 1945. It existed again as a province from the following time periods, from 1772 through 1829, and then 1878 to 1945. Its capital city was Königsberg. Today, as I mentioned earlier, that is called Kaliningrad. Now, there are a couple of important points to keep in mind if you're going to think that your relatives came from either Westpreußen, West Prussia, or Ostpreußen, East Prussia. And that is, I'm going to tell you to be researching the places using the German place names rather than today's place names. Your relatives, if they were German speaking, were almost certainly ethnically cleansed from those regions or forcibly removed or killed prior to the end of 1947-ish. So they probably do not appear in the records that would have been created and filed under more recent place names, because the place names were largely changed. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. The same applies for Silesia or Schlesien, or Pomerania or Pommern. Okay, so keep those all in mind, that those regions, if you're researching there, I find it much more helpful to research using German place names. We can get into some of the other tricks a little bit later on, but it is just really important to know that your people lived there, if they lived there before 1947, when it was probably under German management, if you will, and the residents were largely German-speaking or forced to speak German depending upon, you know, who they were. So that's just an important side note to be aware of. So now let's summarize a little bit. The truth is that you really need to know which of the four groups we talked about your family might belong to. So let's recap them a little bit. The first group includes the ancient Prussians, the Slavic tribes that lived along the Baltic prior to the Teutonic Knights. Chances are pretty good that your relatives, although they may have been there and may be linked there, we probably won't have any records for them. So that's probably not the group we're going to research. The next broader group is the Kingdom of Prussia, Königreich Preußen, and it could be that they were in the greater, broadest sense of Prussia, the kingdom. Then, of course, there are the two provinces. So that's items 3 and 4, or options 3 and 4. They could have been West Prussian or Westpreußisch or Ostpreußisch, East Prussian. We don't know. Perhaps you can find some clues. But because Prussian areas were very, very heavily destroyed and bombed during World War II, most of those areas were also then, after the war, or toward the end of the war, ethnically cleansed of 99% of the ethnic-speaking native Germans, all the way from 1945 through 1960s, sometimes even into the mid-60s. So even tiny clues will be very, very important in helping you identify which of those three remaining categories they might belong to. Given that Prussia, as a country, covered, as I said, as much as maybe 140,000 square miles and had a population of nearly 40 million people, names and dates are simply not going to be very much to go on if you're really trying to do a successful, fact-based genealogical survey of where your family came from. We need to be able to dig up more clues. I'll provide podcasts on how to dig deeper in these regions and where you might be hunting. But suffice it to say, at some time, you're almost certainly going to get to the point where you will need to practice your German. And there are tricks to how to do that, and I'll help you with that through some of the future podcasts that we cover here on Life in the Past Lane. In closing, let me remind you, additional podcast documentation materials may be found on the Many Roads website in our podcast area. I also encourage you to contact Many Roads to let us know what you might like covered in future episodes of Life in the Past Lane. If you find our podcasts helpful, we certainly appreciate and welcome your financial support. Should you wish to contact us directly, you can always do so through either our podcast host site on anchor.fm or via the Many Roads website contact page. As always, I'm Mark Rabideau, the old guy, wishing you fun in your genealogy research, or ich wünsche Ihnen viel Spaß bei der Ahnenforschung.